Recording. Hello, Reveal listeners. I hope you had a good holiday. We are coming back to you. Actually, today we are doing a pre-record because we know it's the holiday season. And hope everyone had a really good one. And my name is Leonka Reyna. I'm on with my co-host, Deborah Hawkins. And tell everyone hi, Deborah. We actually have a little, sorry, I just threw it over to her and then wanted to tell you a little bit more about what we've got going on today. And today is a very interesting day because we're really trying to tap into the energy of what's going on for people. But being that it's a pre-record, you know, we really wanted to see, okay, what are some of the ways that we could convey, you know, some and really connect with you guys and where you are. So we know we sometimes play with what's going on within our lives. So Deborah, tell everybody hi and how we got to where we are today's topic.
Yes. Hello, everyone. We're so happy you're joining us. And actually, today is Good Friday, you know, which it's interesting because the way we started out our conversation this morning and, you know, we kind of just go with the flow, you know, whatever comes up. And I said, so, Leonka, how are you? Because Leonka is traveling and she's, you know, in Texas to see her family. And, I just said, how are you? And she said, I'm happy right now. And so there was something that, like, for both of us, it was like, you know.
Yeah, it was like, well, I'm happy right now. You know, like, yeah. I was really just trying to tap in, but the way she could feel the energy in what I was saying. Yes, go ahead.
So what we want to invite you all to think about today is, well, you know, number one, you know, when we think, well, I'm happy right now, you know, there's a lot more behind that. It could mean, well, I'm happy right now, but I'm scared I won't be happy tomorrow because whatever this feeling, situation, person, whatever, might go away, might change. And it's also even deeper that Leonka and I talked about, can we just enjoy it? Can we just let ourselves be happy, like in this moment, rather than almost stealing it away somehow, worried that it's going to disappear?
Right.
Lately?
Yes. I mean, and you know, right. And that's kind of like, I was like, oh, right now, like, and then, you know, it almost was like, well, are you, you know, like, are you really happy? Because it had an anxiety to it.
Yeah.
It was going to leave.
Mm-hmm. Like it was going to leave.
That's, I mean, things are changing, but like as if it was going to be stolen somehow.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it
yeah.
So like the Grinch was going to sneak yes. in the night and take
yes.
it away.
Yes.
And you know what?
Yes.
And sometimes that's the way it feels. Sometimes that's the way it feels.
Yeah.
Sometimes that we are in a happy place and something happens. Somebody says something. We hear about something. A situation in our life changes. And all of a sudden it is as if the Grinch stole it right out from under us. And so, you know, ask yourself, you know, how many of us are living in the anxiety, even in the happy? So, are we fully embracing the happy when it is here? Because let's face it, I mean, emotions, you know, ebb and flow just like everything else, you know, just like
right.
everything in the world changes, you know, the, you know,
right.
the sun comes out, the sun, you know, goes behind the clouds. I mean, every, you know, the tides come in and they go out and, you know, none of that is made wrong, but there is something in us that's been programmed to think that if we're not happy, if something has stolen our happy, then something is wrong innately with us. And,
right.
you know, what if we could just get that, you know, when you're happy, just full in dive into it like children do. You know how babies, you know, I mean, 1 minute they can be like laughing and happy and the next
yes.
minute crying their eyes out and then back to happy again. And they just let
right.
whatever's there be. They just let it be.
Right.
And I think you hit so on it, Leonka, that some of us, you know, in our happy, there's a level of anxiety that goes with it.
Right.
And so
right.
we're not full on letting it in.
Right. Which if we were to be letting more in, right? If we were just to be with it, right? Like, Ah, I am happy. Wow, right? Then you bring on more, right? Because like a like attracts like, I always talk about that. You bring on, you open it up for more to flow in. But
Yeah.
if we are experiencing
Yeah.
our happiness with that anxiety, well, then you're only opening yourself up to attract more of that. So, you know,
Well,
we
and
really
you know,
invite you to
expect
be in allowance.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What I was going to say, yeah, is expectation is a very powerful energy in the universe. And, you know, there's that old saying, you get what you expect. And if
Ooh,
you
gotcha.
find yourself, you know, if you find yourself feeling happy, and then the very next thought behind it is, oh, but I might lose it. Well, what if we just go ahead and recognize, you know what, we're going to lose it. And then we're going to get sad and we're going to lose the sad. And then we're going to get mad and we're going to lose the mad. And it's just a never ending, you know, we're humans who are geared toward emotions. And, you know, and we
Right.
judge, oh, well, feeling good and happy is good. Feeling bad, sad, mad is bad. What if none of it was wrong?
Good job. Yes. And then there I am with my good job. But
well, yeah,
yes,
well,
like, I mean,
it reminds
right
me
on
of
it.
shadow work. It reminds me of shadow
You're
work,
right
you know,
on
how
it.
we
Mm-hmm.
how we talk about, you know, we decide that certain virtues, you know, or the world does and we buy into it, certain virtues are good, you know, being selfless and being, you know, compassionate and being loving, you know, and those are all the qualities that everyone should have. But, I mean, there are also other qualities. I mean, sadness and anger move us to make change in our life too. I mean, they are
it's
just
kind of
as
like the
valuable.
little movie and yeah, it's kind of like the movie, and I know you haven't seen it, but it was real cute, and I'm gosh, it's escaping me right now, but oh gosh, it's escaping me, but you know, in the movie, and I think a lot of people on the line will know exactly what I'm talking about. They had, you know, happiness and sadness, and sadness would like sadness left, and so happiness had to go get find sadness, and they get trapped out there together. And what you realize in the movie, and it's all about like this little girl's all the emotions in her head, right? And what you realize is that, you know, you need both of them, right? They were just trying to keep sadness, all the bad things, at bay. And you really do need both. Like, you know, so they, you know, they really brought each other in. They realized that you need all of those. You need all those little emotions in here, you know? You not just
exactly.
You need them, but you have, it's the
because,
same,
it's
we talked
because
about
of,
this last time.
Yeah.
It's the same continuum, and it's just where you are on that continuum.
Yes, and one isn't really better than another. One isn't
right.
more valuable than another. It goes back to, you know, Leonk and I have been talking a lot about nature. Maybe it's because it is spring. It is Good Friday. You know, here in the South, in South Carolina, I mean, the trees are in full bloom and, you know, the grass is coming up and the daffodils are showing. And, you know, it's, you know, one flower doesn't make another one wrong, you know, and doesn't say,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, there's no judgment in nature. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's also no judgment in, you know, if we had full, I mean, everybody likes sunny, pretty days, but if we had full sun 24/7 all day, every day, we wouldn't even have the plants. We wouldn't have
right
food. You know, and vice versa, if it was, you know, just solid rain all the time. So there's value in every emotion. And so what if, this could be our what if as we move through the Easter
mm-hmm.
weekend,
mm-hmm.
when the happy arises, what if we just full on embrace that? And if there's sadness that comes up, we just full on embrace that. You know, I mean, for me, many times my sister passed last year. You know, Easter is going to be, this is our first Easter without her. I do. There's a part of me that feels very happy in my life right now that for so many wonderful things. And yet there's a part of me that is sad that she's not here. This is the first Easter and that was
mm-hmm.
her favorite holiday, you know? So
mm-hmm.
can I hold all that? Can we hold? And we can. You know, we absolutely can.
Right.
You know, I remember when my dad passed years ago, it wasn't that way when my mother passed, but when my dad passed, I was way more conscious. And I remember just overwhelming sadness, but at the same time, I had become very aware that, you know, no one ever really leaves. They might just be in a different dimension. And, you know, I had an experience with him after he passed, and it was very clear to me that he was not gone. And so I learned back then, you can hold such amazing joy and grace at the same time you hold deep grief and sadness. So we're built,
right?
We're built to hold it all, just like the universe. I mean, we are many universes. You know, the universe is built to hold, you know, the tsunamis and the beautiful days and the rainy days and the, you know, droughts and the, I mean, we're built to hold it all. But in that moment, whatever's here, whether it's happy or sad or whatever emotion, if we just full on embraced it, I wonder how different life could be.
Well, gosh, I mean, yeah, I mean, look, it's almost like, I don't want to say the word missing out, but, you know, think about, you know, I'm like, you know, what if I had just, you know, what if I could full on embrace that moment more? Like when you asked me, well, I was like, well, I'm happy right now. Like, I mean, it's almost like as if there was an undertone. And what, you know, what if I could have full on embraced it in that moment? Girl, I am happy. You know?
Yeah.
But who
says I feel
that,
so,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Happy.
And you know,
girl,
what, when you say that.
Happy, you know?
And you, and
but,
think about it.
But, you know, we're preconditioned to be like, oh, well, I'm happy. You know, even in our responses to each other. You always remember that person at the store who's like, I am awesome, you know? And you're always like, wow, that was cool. And you know, and then you're reminded to be more like that. But, you know, most of the time you ask somebody else, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. What does that really mean? You know? And that's
exactly.
A whole other topic probably. But, but you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're not giving ourselves permission to be happy.
Yes, yes. And not only that, I think it also goes into sometimes we think we shouldn't be happy because other people are
of
sad.
Others. Ooh, because, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many
yeah.
of us have downplayed, you know, our own joy because we're in the presence of someone in deep sorrow? So, you know, and I mean, it doesn't mean that we have to be, you know, non-compassionate or, you know, mean, but it's just be aware, you know, or I mean, just like we give our light away to others, maybe we give our happy away to others and thoughts that, you know, who am I to be happy when other people are so sad? You know, it's kind of like,
yes.
You know, people go into, you know, like the bombings that just happened in Belgium, you know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
How can I be happy when this is going on in the world? But the reality is, you know, in our world, we're not valuable to help any of those situations without being in a state
without
of
embracing
allowance.
Our own. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, if we all decided we were going to, you know, lay down and, you know, and be depressed, you know, things don't change.
Yeah.
You know, if we were going to do that forever, I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm terribly, you know, upset and moved by, you know, and concerned for the families, you know, that lost loved ones. And at the same
yes.
time, it's Easter time. Can we hold it all? I mean, that's the question. Have we ever been taught to? No. Can we practice what if? What if this weekend, just as, I mean, it is Easter weekend. I mean, heck, you know,
right.
there was a crucifixion.
But when you guys hear it,
yeah,
so just
that's
know
right.
That
when
yeah.
you guys hear it, it'll be the Wednesday after. But this weekend, talk about holding it all. I mean, this weekend is full of everything. This is a perfect weekend for us to practice and demonstrate holding it all. This weekend holds the crucifixion and the resurrection. So, you know.
So as you look toward the week, you know, the rest of the week, think about what you just, you know, how you can hold it all as well in the representation of, you know, this past weekend or the weekend of Easter. So, yeah, I mean, you know, practice that throughout your week, you too, as well, right? So, because I have to remember, you guys are listening to this afterwards, so it's going to be a good practice for you taking that into the rest of, you know, when you think about, and we started to think about spring as well, and, you know, holding it all, and, you know, what's emerging, right? So allow that happiness or that joy or that sadness to emerge as well. If it comes up for you,
it kind of reminds me of. I mean, you know, we all kind of wish for the eternal spring. I mean, you know, we're creatures,
right?
Who generally are never satisfied. Think about, you know, it's so hot, and we're like, oh, we can't wait for winter or fall. We can't wait for it to
right.
be cooler. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, I'm so sick of this cold weather. We should be warm. You know, I mean,
that's a very good point, Deborah.
Yeah, it's like we just can't, it's hard for us to be satisfied with what is, even though we know spring's coming.
Yeah.
We know it's coming. And soon it will be so hot and we'll be saying that same thing. Oh, I can't wait till it cools off.
But yes,
so
being satisfied with what is. Mm-hmm. Or allow. I like the word allowance. So I like to be in allowance of what is.
Well, you know what I like even better is content. You know, what if we could be content with the emotions, whatever they are, without anxiety behind it? Because, you know, if we're happy, we're afraid we're going to lose it. If we're sad, we're afraid happy's never coming back. You know, I mean, we can't lose any of them. They're all, it's like you were talking about the continuum. You know, I mean, we're all of them, just like, you know. In the shadow process, you know, Debbie Ford used to say, you know, you are the most compassionate person on the earth and you are the biggest bitch on the earth. You know, you're the most loving person on, and you can be the most hateful person. We hold all of it within us. And it's
right.
when
that,
we start
the movie
denying.
Was Inside Out, by the way. Sorry.
You know what? I should watch that.
But the movie, yeah.
I should really. And I love that idea.
But the
that
alt, yes.
Happy and sad ran off together. And so what happened?
So
they realized they needed each other?
Anger and the little goofy one, I don't remember the name of it. You know, they're left trying to, like, hold the fort, right? And they're like, gosh, can happiness and sadness just get here? You know, because they couldn't keep it all together. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, just different fundamentals start to break down, right? They're like, oh, my gosh, we're losing, you know, goofiness, you know. And, you know, just like joy, like they were losing different fundamentals of that person. And so the little girl started to get depressed, like really, really, like just, you know, because she was moved away from her friends. And so she started to really recluse and like just make odd decisions and stuff like that. And they were like, can happiness and sadness just get back, right? Because it takes all of them, all of
it
those
does.
Little things and, you know, all of those in our container, I guess, or in our,
you know what,
it
goes back. It goes back to even our the inclusion thing. It goes back to our last podcast this week, Leonka. Remember how we were talking about all the cells and the organs in the body? You know, I mean, the lung can't say, well, you know, I'm not going to work with you liver today. You know, I mean,
we
need it all. We need everything. You know. Inclusive. I mean, we can't, you know, just function. You know, we need all the parts and pieces, and we separate out and in judgment and think what's good and bad. And what if we could just embrace, be content, allow whatever's here in any moment? Because, you know, the whole reason that people are seriously depressed all over the world, millions of people that are on, you know, heavy antidepressants. And I'm not saying antidepressants are wrong. There's a time and a place. But it's rampant, and you know, the depression rate. And it's because we're not willing to feel our feelings. We're terrified. Terrified.
Mm-hmm.
We're terrified we're going to lose our happy. We're terrified that the sadness is never going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we could trust that emotions ebb and flow, just like everything else in nature, and whatever's here in this moment. You know, there's a new book out by Matt Kahn, and I love the title. I've bought the book. I haven't read it yet, but I know it's going to be wonderful. And this is what I think we should leave everyone with.
Okay.
The name of the book is Whatever Arises, Love That.
Oh, that's exactly spot on. And thank you for bringing that in today's call.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever arises for you this week, guys, you know, it'll be after Easter, you know, who knows what may have happened over Easter weekend. Whatever arises, what if we could just love, be in contentment and allowance of that?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I'm thrilled that you're happy today, Lee. I am happy
today.
But you know what?
I
love it sadly, too.
My husband.
Well, no wonder you're happy. No wonder you're happy.
Yes, but I'm just, I just woke up. I slept with Grandma yesterday because I'm traveling, and she was like, you just lay in my bed, and I was out. Woke up, and it was kind of funny because I hadn't slept in my grandma's bed since I was a kid. And
aww.
My son is with, my mother-in-law, so it gave me the opportunity to just, like, you know, just wake up, and it was real cute, you know, and I had just had some breakfast, and I'm happy.
Well, I know you're going to go and embrace it full on after this call.
Thank you.
And anyone else, wherever you are right now, if you're in happy, if you're in sad, if you're in wherever you are, can you bring more love to that? Can you try
mm-hmm.
to bring more love to that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
That is juicy.
All right. Well, let's end with that. And everyone, have a great week. And we can't wait to be with you again next week.
Have a good one, guys. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.